Hevadan deva nangne tobar jorchin. Ya. Kare den. Na. Tesilan. Oya.
Kanje no mavunda meje sanje ne rai nam sanje sanje ne mai do doze je me da be lam dom bo je de roje urje jo no do ngor nyo go jo se je mo do da de je go te don te ba jing je te lo nu kai je me me yo me ye me ma ye
Sambala
So, Rinpoche says we should all listen to this teaching with the motivation of great compassion, the desire to benefit an infinite number of beings.
Donc considérant tous les êtres qui sont aussi vastes.
So,
yesterday, the characteristics of Dharma, Chöy in Tibetan, or samsaric phenomena, were given. Today's teaching is concerned with the characteristic of the opposite, namely the true nature of these phenomena.
Donc l'enseignement d'aujourd'hui porte sur, en suivant, hier nous avons vu la caractéristique ou la nature des phénomènes du monde, des dharmas, et aujourd'hui donc nous allons voir la caractéristique de la nature profonde de ces phénomènes, c'est-à-dire de Chöni en tibétain, de dharmata.
Yéyang, Chöni, Tsényi, Né, zonwa tang ne zimba tang, gyobar sa tang gyobar si, kimi de yin yi yin no hi sabo son.
So the root text says, on the other hand, that is in relation to the true nature. So on the other hand, the characteristic of the true nature is suchness. It is suchness. It concerns the way things truly are. This suchness is known by or experienced by non-dual awareness, where there is no distinction between perceived and perceiver, and name and reference, and so on. So there are no dualistic distinctions.
Donc, si l'on traduit d'abord le
Chinito Kavare, Hitler Mandrava, Yezor.
So,
Bojo Luxor Kahila, the Nehisor, Yehiv Luxor Yavari, Tedan, Tombazovi, Luxor Candendo Tahitan.
So, this subject is quite difficult to understand. That is the true nature of phenomena. Therefore, Rinpoche will explain it from four different angles, in four different ways. This was done in Tibet when a difficult subject was at hand.
Kichor Tangbo de Zabatik and Tarchak at Zingder, Tarchak at Zingder. Tarchak at Zingder said the Rembe and Deva. Tarchak and Deva, Rembe and Deva said. Tarchak at Zingder Japate, Kichor Tangbo. Yang Ta. Chujin Sini here, Sare, Yan Chunijin Sini Carres and Hena, Kangi Hena. Yan Chunij Siniam Chunijeran Yine Kongle Dode Kongle Chujin Corvin Sini here, but Tele Dode, T Doxo de Yagor Dode, T Doxo am Loxo de. Zonwa tang nen zimba nisu nawa. Zongzin nisu nawa le dokpa. Zongzin nisu nawa meba. Zongzin nisu nawa meba. Zongzin nisu chepar meba te yinye. Jyoza dan jyozi ji chepar mepa. Te la hiine, zungze ni la hiine, tene zungze ni la hiine, jyoza da jyozi ji chepar, korwa la jyoza da jyozi ji chepar yore. Te le do te, kang jyobar sawa, tondang jyobar sepe, tani ji tsik chepar mepa. Yewa mepa. So so rang rekpar sabero. So so ranzong rekwe yihi je, ranzong ge yihi je, rekpar sawa, tokpar sawe yor. Te yinyi, te konanyi, te chujin tsinyi, yinno, chujin tsinyi re yesong. Ta ten tarcha ge tsingde re. Tarcha se de rinpe rinpa, tarcha rinpa yinto, rinpa dan tunpa. Rere tandan rebe rimba den den ben tarcha se de kharja rebe ja bare
singre
rere de la tarcha se ke do tarcha se ke ba rembe ke ba korem ke ndu ke ba de la tarcha se ke
at first then Rinpoche gives an explanation of the different well, an explanation on the sense or meaning of the words in progressive order, according to the commentary. So as was said, on the other hand, then, there is the characteristic or nature of the true nature, the way things truly are. which is the opposite of what was explained yesterday, that which has been mentioned previously in the text, namely the characteristics of samsara or samsaric phenomena. So, as we saw, in terms of samsaric experience, there are dualistic distinctions. Perceived and perceiver appear as two separate entities. In dependence upon this dualistic perception, then the process of taking them to exist in that way as two separate entities and naming them occur. Now, in terms of the true nature or dharmata, there are no dualistic distinctions, such as taking perceived and perceiver to exist as two separate entities and label them distinctions, such as names and what that name refers to and so on, do not apply at all in terms of dharmata or the true nature. Dharmata or the true nature then is, so to speak, an object or that which is cognized by or experienced by non-dual insight, that is non-dual insight into the true nature. So rangi rikpar chava yul ki pastu som sona.
Kanga tsarso.
Me digi pastu. So suchness or the true nature.
Digi nino.
Or dharmata, then is an object perceived by non-dual insight. It is what is perceived by non-dual insight.
Jete thaje se jete dene jebar jebar hi na thaje bare thaje bare ten ten den de thaje bare thaje bare ten ten de re sambe tanda hirab je gre ba je he ase gre thaje yang se gre thaje re ta ta jehi am ta je je wang do se na kan de re se na chunye se je da kar re se na chunye hi sa ba don de zung je ni se me pe te ye ni je za dan je zi che par me ba am ni se me pe te ye ni re te kon na ni re te yang So rang rigbe yehi ji juyore, tangpo tenle.
So the explanation just given was then a brief explanation giving the sense of the words in progressive order. Now Rinpoche is giving the second way of explaining something which is more detailed. Therefore, one comes to develop a decisive understanding of the subject, since the explanation is more detailed. Rinpoche then begins by saying that dharmata, or the true nature, then is a state in which there are no dualistic distinctions, such as subject-object. There are no distinctions or dualistic distinctions such as name and what the name refers to and so on. This suchness concerning the way things truly are then is experienced by, it's the field of experience of non-dual insight into the true nature. And as was said, no dualistic distinctions are applicable.
Tene ta chunye am chunye te zungze ni le ndegu be jungze kanyin xena zungze ni yo na chujin korwa yinpe ser na, chunye nyangin len deba de, teni zungze nyi len deba yin kore. Zungze nyi len deba, tsam yinpe penga mare, tekin yin se. Zungze nyi meba tsam nyin toka kapsa, nyin toko kokpa kapsa zungze nyi yo mare, yina yang tekin yin mare. Tekin yin, tekona yin, tong yin re. Re re re. Zungze nyi len deba, tekin yin se jo de, teni, Zungzhen ni len deba zangji chunyi yungu maare, Zungzhen ni len deba te ye ni am te kona ni yina, tene chunyi re.
So as was said, the true nature relates to a state where there are no realistic distinctions, such as subject and object, existing as two separate entities. Its opposite, as we have seen, is then samsara or samsaric experience where these dualistic distinctions do appear, where things are experienced through duality. Now, the true nature is then, as we saw, a state beyond such duality. Now, the mere absence of duality is not what characterizes the true nature, because duality is absent in, for example, or during deep sleep. There are no dualistic distinctions or no duality is experienced. So the mere absence of duality is not, so to speak, enough for describing the true nature or dharmata. One has to relate emptiness to the true nature as well, emptiness which relates to the way in which things truly are on an ultimate level. So the absence of duality is, so to speak, combined with emptiness.
Jyoza dang jyozi chepar mebe teyi ni. Chunyi teyi na jyoza dang jyozi ki chepar mebe teyi ni am. Yang na jyoza jyozi len debe teyi ni. Se ko te la re. Chunyi yi na jyoza jyozi len debe teyi ni ingo. Jyoza jyozi len deba tsangje chunyi yungu mare, jyoza jyozi len deba te yinyi, te kona nyi yina, teni chunyi re. Ti jumtsen karasa na jyoza jyozi nyi yona, teni chuchin korwa re, chuchin re, kunzob re. Jyoza jyozi nyi yona chuchin kunzob yinba ti se na, teni chunyi te jyoza jyozi len deba gogundo, deba tsangje chunyi yungu mare yang, Jyoza jyozi len deba te yi niyam te kona ni yin gogore. Jyoza jyozi len deba meng se mula. Jyoza jyozi kanyang ma yin pa. Jyoza jyozi yo na kunzob re. Kunzob jen tse ni di kapsu jyoza jyozi je kebar ya yorwa. Jyoza jyozi yo na chuchin kunzob yin la. Tene chunyi te jyoza jyozi len de gogre, deba tsang mayin pa jyoza jyozi len debe te yi niyam, te kona nyi gogre.
Tene, dele deba tsam ki?
Deba tsam je yungu maare, tante traba, kinto traba zono ngubo rancin te la jyoza ya maare, jyozi ya maare rancin rangi teni jyoza jyozi len deba re. Hena jyoba te kandisi jyogre sa na, Rāngcīng dāng jīngcīng jīg dōng chōr tē nām tōk gō nī jōpā rē mā tō ngō pō rāngcīng tē jōsā yāng mā rē, jōsī yāng mā rē, jōsā jōsī lēn tē pā rē. Hō nā kāntā sī jōg rē sā nā rāngcīng dāng jīngcīng jīg dōng chōr tē jīngcīng hā kō yō wā. Nām tō lā nā mā tē jīngcīng sī gā rē ngō nē jī ngō pō tē rāngcīng rē tē nī jīg dōng chōr nā jōg yō rē. Jīg dōng chōr nā jōpā rē. Tē nā Rāngcīng, ngā pō rāngcīng ngō mā tē jyōza jyōzī lē dēnā yāng chūnyī mā rē. yang chuni chuni mare ta jesa jesi len je pe te yin ni se je te te kona ni na te chuni re
tong ni dan dal go
re re jesa jesi len de pe tong ni yin go ro ta da
and as was said furthermore distinctions such as name and what the name refers to relates to samsaric existence or experience in terms of the ultimate nature of things, the way things truly are, then such distinctions are not applicable. Suchness or the true nature is beyond such distinctions. In terms of this, then one has to relate the true nature to emptiness, as we saw previously. The true nature then also includes emptiness. The mere absence of distinctions, such as name and what the name refers to, is not sufficient to express this true nature, to point to the true nature or the way things truly are. In terms of samsaric experience, then there is what a name refers to and the name itself. Now, in terms of the conceptual mind, then the object itself and the conceptual idea of the object are confused as one. So, in terms of perception or the way things are perceived, there is at first a non-conceptual moment where the object is seen without being conceptualized. So there is a non-conceptual moment followed by that the conceptual mind immediately labels what is perceived. So there is the object in relation to non-conceptual awareness. That object or that perception of an object free from conceptuality is also not complete in relation to describing the true nature or pointing to the true nature. There has to be the element of emptiness as well. Actual experience is not synonymous with the true nature. The element of emptiness has to be present as well. An understanding or realization of emptiness has to be present as well.
Dang, semje ne lo ngoma te higuyore. Semje ne lo ngoma te te gini sigre. Kare sigre. Te gini ki yo gubu junsen kare. Mama kande ki yo na yang, tanda yang te garan re. Jiso yang tegaran re ma to jondo ya me be se no ngar kande chi na tanda yang te yin ba jorwa me be cha ni te yin ni sigre te yin ni te ne te kona ni sigre te kona ni se je de kare re se na kona se je de ni zong ge chigre te le yi me ba re
kare ge chig ni su
ni par zong te le yi me ba ni zong te Ni si jo te tele yin me beton da ra ba te kona te kona te kona ni si jo te semje ne lok te semje ne lok te te kona ni re tele tele tar to bo yin da yo ma re tele te kona ni re tele yin me be se na te konanye. Semji chuni tele yendo yenda ta heya yo mare te konanye. Te kon te gini te konanye. Tene chuni sigre yang chuni sigje de karasa na chu tamje je nelo. Moma yimbe chani chuni sigre. Chu ji yeng sigre. Chu te kunzo ju chu tamje re. Chu kunzo ju chu tamje re. Ti nelo yimba tang. Tela, tela chape chani, chu ji yeng sigre. Chu ji yeng. Chu tamje la. Tung ba ni ti kunzo ju chu tamje la.
Tung chi ra
pura. Re, mar mar. Nelo da.
Me chu gi ti chu ki yeng.
ยังนั่นเด้อยืนเต็นจีชื่อทำเจจียิ่งยิ่งเป็นเนาะชื่อจียิ่งสิเต็นเดวิชานี่ยากเลยเป็นเนาะซาตานลามจียืนเต็นทำเจจังยืนเต็นทำเจจียิ่งเลยซาตานลามจียืนเต็นทำเจเซมจีเนลุกเนลุกเวสัตดีเทเลขาร์บะที่ยิ่งเลยยินดูกันเลยยังเยอะมาเลยที่เส้นยืนเต็นจีชื่อทำเจจียิ่งยิ่งเป็นจานี่
ชื่อจริงสิโอ้ยดีละยังตรงบ้านนี่กี่นามตรงบ้านเรื่อยๆตรงบ้านนี่เลยแต่สุดท้ายเจ้ากางก็ตรงบ้านนี่เลยตรงบ้านนี่จะมีเงินนำเรื่อยๆอีนั่นยังตอนนั้นเด็กเจี๊ยบกับเสียบอะไรมาตัวจีสุยังอยู่กัน
So there are different synonyms for the two nature. The first one Rinpoche mentions is then Dishin Yi. He also mentioned that all these synonyms relate to the true nature of mind. Now the term Dishin Yi relates to that the true nature of mind is unchanging. It always remains the same. Then there is the second term, Dikona Yi. Relating to that there is nothing beyond the true nature of mind. It is just this, namely how it has been described. It is nothing beyond that. Then there is the term Chöni, which relates to the ultimate nature of all phenomena. Then there is Chöjing, Chökying, Dharmadhatu in Sanskrit, which relates to the qualities, namely the qualities of fruition, the qualities of the bodhisattva levels, the bhumis, and the five paths and so on. These qualities arises out of the luminous nature of mind. So these qualities, so to speak, arise within that expanse. So one could define it as the expanse of qualities, in short. Understanding that the qualities relate to fruition. Or emptiness.
Tache je chore, tan tache dude ma do delen tache na tene jepa che da che jong bu yore. Mangbu che gor.
So this is in fact a brief detailed explanation.
Sagamo.
Because otherwise we won't finish.
Je che che to. Ta Ta sombare, somba tajur ko na, tajur ko chorte karere se na, semje nelok tartok chujin. Chunyi yinde, zungzi ni ji chebar mebete yinyi, gyoza gyozi ji chebar mebete yinyi, yinbe cher. Yinbe cher. Ya. Ya.
Then there is the third way of explaining something where one presents the subject or explains the subject through a logical argument, a syllogism. So So if one considers the ultimate nature of the mind, then it is stated that it is if one considers mind the way mind truly exists, that relates to its true nature, or it is the relates to the true nature of mind, since that state or that true nature is beyond dualistic distinctions such as perceived and perceiver existing as two separate entities, and distinctions, since it is beyond distinctions such as names and what names refer to. So this sort of presentation then relates to a logical or approach where logic is being used.
Donc la particularité de ce troisième type de raisonnement, c'est un raisonnement logique dans lequel on pose.
Because same nelong tato chujin se ne chujin de same nelong tato zong de same nelong de chujin chakware namdo ge yor de kharong ge ta namdo ge yor de khar ne same nelong de namdo ge yor de khar ne nam chujin cha yong de tene danda de chuni yin ba rekwe de ba re.
There is the subject of the syllogism, which is the true nature of mind. When it is presented in this way, then the true nature of mind becomes a conceptual phenomenon. And as we saw, it is then stated that the true nature of mind is dharmata, dharmata relating to the way things truly are on an ultimate level. So when one considers this logical argument, in fact the true nature becomes conceptual, since it's expressed in this way through the form through a logical argument or a syllogism.
Same nelong tatok chujin said that same nelong the chujin the zonyo the namdo ngol hyaware chujin chabare korang kunjom dabo chadare chujin re dare ta drubza te karre sa na drubza chute chunyi drob go yare chunyi de karre ke drob to gre sa na ta chunyi jin chenyi ji chunyi jin chenyi chenyi tenyi je tene chunsa chunyi drobare Chunyijin, Chunyiji, Chunsa Chunyi Drabare. Ta ganga namdo ngol hyagya, dikab sa. Dobu ngol hyagya. Chunyi, Chunyi,
Chunyi,
Re, re, Chunyi, re. Chunyijin, Chunyiji, Chunyijin, Chunyiji, Chunyi Drabare ma to yinda ganga yang drob togo ma re. Chunyijin, Chunyiji, Chunsa Chunyi Drabare. Tene chunyi tokpe jiba chigere. Chunyi jen chenyi ji tanda sem jen ne long tar tok te chunyi yinpe jiba chema chigere. Oh yeah. Re?
No. So as was said then, the true nature of mind is what is being discussed in these syllogisms, at which point it becomes a relative or conceptual phenomenon. As was said, it is the true nature of mind that is discussed. It is stated that the true nature of mind is dharmata. Then there is the reason, or there were two reasons in this particular argument, namely that dharmata and the true nature of mind both are beyond dualistic distinctions between perceived and perceiver, and distinctions such as names and their reference. Now, the reason, in fact, is the characteristics of the predicate, namely dharmata. The reason in the syllogism then relates to the definition of dharmata, which is defined by these characteristics.
你也把这个人生当地等到对我的过老我才能当到个人生活哦等到我的结巴了你这地搞不是个人天吧人生呢就是就是人得吧就是马路总之你当就是就是人得吧第一你也不就是你的 군독의 주니 군독의 내록대 주니 임바된 바래.
So in relation to the syllogism or logical argument, I forgot to mention that through reasoning in this way, one develops an inferential understanding of the subject matter, termed inferential valid cognition.
Ce type de raisonnement donc utilisé ici.
Tendant d'ordre.
Let him say it again.
Dixon. Nam. Ah. Dixon là. Nam to ken. Nam to ken ne long de chuni de carre se na. Zongze ni len de pa. Jeza jezi len de be te yini. Ti se na chuni de. Hello.
So there is the true nature of concepts or the conceptual mind, which is dharmata. As we saw, dharmata then is beyond dualistic distinctions, such as perceived and perceiver existing as two separate entities, and it is dharmata is also beyond distinctions such as name and its referent. This dharmata then, as we saw, is the true nature of concepts or the conceptual mind, which relates to dharma, that is phenomena or samsaric phenomena. Pardon? Beyond
these two.
Yeah. So today then, the verse from the root text has been explained in four different ways.
Donc ici on a
utilisé la thème l'oxor yeya sena tseni dan tsonsa ni la chapa goje tse gogre. Chapa goje de kande tse gogre sena tangbo yin chan nim ni de ta hin go. O zungze ni dan yeza yezi ji chebar me be de yin ni yina chuni yin be chap. Chuni yina Zungze ni dan jueza jueze ji chebar mebe te yin ni yinbe chak. Kiran yin chanye ni te zeta. Dambu yin chanye ni te zeta. Ye tse toko toko chiran lapsa. Ye lap toko toko. Re lap da ya, kale lap da. Ye te chapa go je. Re te lukso ra ko go gore. Chapa go je se te, je se gore. Te kanga la yang guba yore. Yeah, Kalais is it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Tante so ta chera inji kele jo.
That's more difficult.
Ta inji kele ra.
Yeah.
If there is in suchness or sadness, suchness, which is free of dualistic appearance, and which is better to say where there is no difference between the appearing, the dualistic appearing and object of expression and expression, then it follows that it is Dhammata of suchness.
Any friend?
Michael. Michael, la parenthèse qu'elle a encore de voir.
Si on a la cité de déjeuner qui est qui ne différencie, qui est au-delà des différenciations des différences entre ce qui est aperçoit et ce qui est aperçu, ou bien ce qui est dit et ce qui est dit, ou bien ça, c'est la première chose.
Так это там я мне кил. Ре. Ре ре ре.
Also wenn es das eigentliche ist, dann ist es eine Soheit, da wo es keine Zweiheit hat und wo keine Begriffe und kein existiert, wo es benannt wird und wo was dann man es findet.
Da grisike, grisike. Grisike. Sasu. Tene patik patik deni sike jo. Ya.
Donc on va méditer sur le sens de ces quatre vers, de ce quatre.
Ye ya je ne de ne ne. Zo wa da ne de ba da. Jabar zadan, jabar ze, jeme de ye ye no, ye ya ju ye de ye ne, zuma dan ne ze ba dan, jabar zadan, jabar ze, jeme de ye ye.
Chunyi yi na zungzi ni dan juza juzi ji chepar mebe devyi ni yinbe jam. Juzi ji chepar mebe devyi ni ma yi na chunyi ma yinbe jam. Chunyi ma yi na zungzi ni dan juza juzi ji chepar mebe devyi ni ma yinbe jam. De yir. Kunda Tava Hisa Lamado Patundu Latane, Yang Chini Yoma. Yona Chini Yubecha Chini Yona Zungzi Ni the Juzi Ji Chepar Mebe the Yini Yubecha Zungzi Ni the Juzi Ji Chepar Mebe the Yini Mina Chini Mebecha Chini Mina Zungzi Ni the Juzi Ji Chepar Mebe the Yini Mebecha. Then you Chuni say you the same jin ne long tatok re. Chuni same jin ne long tatok. De Gundo namdog ne log re. Namdog ne log chuni de tokwar seba la. Gundo le tro go re. Gundo trovar seba la. Gundo say you the namdore. Gundo namdog your te gundare. Namdog your gunda de. Rangong of Madopar. Hina Tene Gundole, Gundole Tortore. Gundole Torriondu Gundog and Nello Gujuning on the Jubilee. Marve. Oh, yeah. Tay Jogum do. Yeah. Ying person. Tay Juliana.
Let me think. We have Chöchen and Chöni, Dharma and Dharmata. Now, Dharma or Chöchen relates to concepts, the conceptual mind. The nature of the conceptual mind then relates to Chöni or Dharmata, which is the ultimate nature of concepts. Tama di
kara. Ah, kundo le tro kore. Kundo le tro wala namdo ke tapa kunda rangi ngovu madoba to kore.
Kunda de rangi ngovu madoba.
Ra.
So there are concepts or conceptions, and the reference of these concepts or ideas. Now, in order to overcome the conceptual mind, one must realize that the reference of concepts and ideas themselves have no substantial existence or reality.